ABC Radio Australia.
An expert on maritime law says local authorities had no power to detain the ship involved in the latest large cocaine bust near French Polynesia. In their third major seizure in a month, French authorities found 2.4 tons of cocaine on a boat stopped in international waters last week. In a statement announcing the bust, the High Commission of French Polynesia did not specify the ship's name or the flag state. It said the vessel's flag state refused to relinquish jurisdiction to France, and so was allowed to continue on its way after the cocaine was dumped into the ocean. Australian National University Professor Donald Rothwell says there are only a few specific scenarios in which a ship can be detained on the high seas and its crew arrested.
International law position is that you can only arrest and detain vessels on the high seas if a vessel's engaged in piracy, or if a vessel is engaged in breach of UN Security Council resolutions, which provides states with an ability to arrest and detain a vessel for seeking to avoid those Security Council resolutions. But there are one or two other grounds, but they are the principal grounds. So the mere fact that a vessel is found on the high seas carrying drugs, which are suspected of being part of transnational organised crime, that in itself is not a basis to arrest and detain the vessel, unless, for example, the vessel is trafficking drugs in breach of UN Security Council resolutions, which is not the case here. This incident seems to suggest a greater level of cooperation between the French and the flag state. So that's notable. The second point to note is that just from a locational perspective, that the French acknowledge that this interdiction of the vessel took place in the high seas. And from that, of course, it's beyond the territorial sea of French Polynesia, which is the extent of French criminal law as it would apply to this type of conduct. So the fact that the interdiction occurred with the cooperation of the flag state at one level could be seen as something of a joint operation between the French and the flag state. The French have seized and destroyed the drugs, which is what they did in the previous instance. But their inability to prosecute or proceed with any criminal charges is really just an acknowledgement that in this type of situation where a vessel suspected of engaging in drug trafficking is stopped and seized on the high seas, the only state which has an immediate ability to commence criminal proceedings is really the flag state, as opposed to the French in this instance. From a basic international law perspective, the state of registration, which we commonly refer to as the flag state, retains jurisdiction over the vessel wherever that vessel is around the world. So that means that if the French, for example, have gathered evidence with respect to this vessel and its crew engaged in drug trafficking, and if the French, and there's a number of ifs here, if the French have passed on that information to the flag state, well, then the flag state has the ability to commence its own prosecution against the vessel. So there's a number of unknowns there, including who exactly the flag state is. But that's certainly one possibility from the French press release.
So I guess the flag state would have had to have given permission for the French to board in the first place. Is that sort of where the cooperation might have come from?
Yeah, and that's sort of applied. I'm just reading the first sentence. The control carried out on board in agreement with the flag state. So there's clearly some level of interaction. At its highest level, you could say that this is a joint operation. At another level, it was just an operation carried out with the knowledge of the flag state and obviously their agreement for the boarding to occur on the high seas, which is entirely consistent with international law as it applies in the high seas with respect to these types of ships.
With the line where it says the flag state refused to relinquish jurisdiction to France, why would they have done that? Like, why wouldn't they have wanted France to arrest them?
There's a number of policy, political and legal reasons behind that. One is that, and we just don't know, but one is that this might be all part of a much larger investigation that's being carried out by the flag state in collaboration with others with respect to transnational organised drug trafficking at sea. So this might be just part of the process in which the flag state is undergoing, because, of course, once the French had started their prosecution, if jurisdiction had been relinquished to the French, well, then the flag state wouldn't be able to prosecute themselves. Mm. So there might be that reason behind it, but there could be a multiple other reasons, and all I can do is just speculate beyond that. Of course, flag states come in all different shapes and sizes, some of whom are incredibly responsible, others less so. So it's difficult to say much more other than the fact that, as I said, that there's some level of cooperation with the flag state here, but who it is, we don't know.
Maritime law expert at the Australian National University, Professor Donald Rothwell, speaking there to Carl Evans.